This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
First today from This Week in Agribusiness, what a week it was in terms of news for the agriculture industry. With the passage of a farm bill, finally, in the lame duck session of Congress, many of us had been pondering whether or not it might become a 2019 farm bill. That will not be the case now, apparently. Then there were those changes at the Environmental Protection Agency with water regulations, something very important to the agriculture industry. Many farmers breathed a sigh of relief after the Trump administration acted to change those regulations for waterways and wetlands. It makes good on Donald Trump's campaign pledge to loosen those water rules of the Obama administration that had been opposed by farmers, developers, oil, gas, and mining executives. Executives from many different industries across America who said it was a dramatic overreach to regulate water if it's just a standing puddle out there on the farm where it really isn't flowing water, but yet the EPA said it could be a water of the United States. Maybe you heard the story this week. The Boy Scouts of America is considering filing for bankruptcy. They've hired the law firm Sidley Austin for a possible Chapter 11 filing to protect from all of those lawsuits alleging inappropriate conduct by employees. Do you drive often with your pet in the vehicle with you? I know people who never leave the house without taking their dog along in the pickup truck. Well, we don't do that. I was thinking the other day, maybe I had cheated our Jack Russell Terriers by not exposing them to the world away from our place. We only put them in there when we're going to the vet. Well, Diane Martin, the president and CEO of a Chicago area advertising agency, R&K, shared this the other day online, and it caused me to think a little bit about it. Nearly 60% of dog owners surveyed drive with their pets in their vehicles at least once a month. 84% don't confine or restrain the dog. An old Fido in there, that 10-pound body becomes a 500-pound projectile in the car at a mere 50 miles an hour, according to AAA. It's something to think about. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.